The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And we're your concert BFFs. So what are you waiting for?
Grab your front row ticket and
let's talk tour. Hey guys,
welcome back. Yay! Ooh, welcome back.
Oh my gosh. We have some major updates since our last episode. We both attended our first concerts of the year.
Yes, oh my God.
Tell us about yours.
Well, I went to Mitski. She performed at the Macy Hall. She had three nights there, actually. And it was really good, but it honestly did not feel like a concert.
It
felt like a performance art like show. Oh. It wasn't like no one was screaming. Everyone was sitting the whole time. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like if I stand up or like cough, I'd get like yelled at. Because like her shows are very known for like being like, everyone has to like stay quiet or whatever, which I really didn't enjoy, honestly. It didn't feel like a concert to me. It felt like a performance art show, which I can like appreciate and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, when I want to go to a concert, I like, you know, screaming fans, energy, and all of that. And it just didn't feel like that. So I had tickets to like the final show as well, but mm-hmm. I sold it because I was really? Like, there's no reason for me to go again. I saw the show and it's not going to change based on the crowd's vibe or whatever. But it was a good show. Mitski was really good. Mm-hmm. It was just like the crowd and stuff that like, did not like ruin the experience a little bit for me.
Oh
yeah, but I had a really close seat and stuff, so I just had a perfect view of the show, and I just like was sitting back and it was seated, so I got to like, I had a little bit of chips in my hand, I had a water, and I was like yumming it up.
Not while the chips,
I was watching the show.
That's good. At least like it's, you can kind of just relax. It's almost like you're watching a movie or something.
Yeah, it was very relaxing. But it was also like sad, like I was crying because the song, really? Her songs are so sad.
That's true but her songs are sad.
Yeah, I saw like a couple of girls and they were really, like, into it, and they were, like, crying, and, like, they wanted to get up, but no one else was. Oh. And I was like, I would join you, but, like, no one else was standing.
Yeah. What was how was the crowd in, like, age?
It was, like, pretty, like, diverse. There was, like, mm-hmm. pretty much every age there. But there was a lot of younger kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was yours?
Yeah, so I went to Pink Sweats. Kind of similar vibes to yours. Like, his music is very, like, it was an acoustic tour, so the whole thing was just done by, like, him and his band of, like, three other people. And so his overall vibe of music is very laid back. And so the crowd was very, like, they were all older, and it was a lot of couples.
Really?
It was couples galore in there.
Oh, God, I hate concerts like that. They make me feel so lonely.
Like, they weren't cringy couples. Like, it was a lot of, there was a lot of, like, Asians as well. And I was like, oh, shout out, represent. I didn't know that he was popular in the Asian community. But, yeah, no, a lot of couples, but not obnoxious ones. Like, everyone was honestly, like, around the age of, like, 30, late 20s to like early 40s. Okay. So it wasn't bad, and it was at Danforth Music Hall, which the other week we were just having a whole,
and it was seated too. No,
yes, it was at Danforth Music Hall and it was seated, so sometimes they put in like chairs for shows of that type, so it was honestly very relaxing. We did stand up and stuff. It was nice. He knew if there was a song where it's like more upbeat and like everyone knew, he's like, oh yeah, you guys can stand up. And then he'll tell us to sit down when he has like a story or
that's
a
awesome.
Met. So it was really cool. I saw him, like the last time I saw him was in 2019 at the same venue too, but it was a pit last time.
And you went alone as well, right?
Yes, I did go. Oh yes, big thing. I did go alone.
I went alone to Mitski too, basically.
Yeah. So honestly, it was relaxing in that sense. I mean, it's kind of awkward sometimes because you're just like, oh, like you don't have anyone to kiki with and like look to. But I almost kind of think it in the same way as like watching a movie by yourself.
Yeah.
It's like you don't always need to have someone next to you to be like, oh my God, did you see that? Sometimes you're just enjoying the show.
Yeah.
You know? So it was really cool. It was chill. And I got the tickets like 5 hours before the show. There was only resale before the day of the show. And then around like 2 p.m. that day, they just dropped tickets like face value.
Oh, that's the best.
So I got like seventh row for like $60.
Oh, that's the best.
I know. So
that's a win.
It is a win. With that, we wanted to dedicate a whole episode to concert one-on-one, all things essentials, do's and don'ts from the concert veterans themselves.
Right. Exactly.
So where should we start?
I think we should start with the like actual buying tickets process, because mm-hmm. that's pretty complicated and a lot of people like don't understand it, so we're here to explain.
Right.
We can start with like how to like sign up to even get tickets. So there's a bunch of different sales. There's a bunch of pre-sales, which usually come from the artists. They post how to sign up like on their Instagrams or on their Twitter. So if you're looking for an artist, like how to get a pre-sale for an artist tour, like look at their Instagrams because they'll post like, because there's so many different kinds of pre-sales.
Right.
There's like Spotify, there's Verified Fan, there's, what else is there? Like there's been TikTok one lately.
Yeah.
There's so many. So like you just have to see. And also on Ticketmaster, it's posted.
Mm-hmm.
You can like search it up on Twitter, like how, like what pre-sale codes are and like what the pre-sales are. And once the pre-sales are done, there's a general sale, which is like tickets for everyone. You don't have to have a pre-sale code. It's a little bit harder to get tickets, I would say, because a lot of them are gone from the pre-sale, and then so many other people who didn't get pre-sale codes are trying. That usually is like the last day of ticket sales, and then there's like resale tickets. So if a show is sold out, people will like resell tickets, but they're usually like a lot of money,
yeah,
depending on the artist.
Over the years, Ticketmaster has improved on their resale system. Like the Ticketmaster Verified Resale is obviously a safe option of resale to buy. There's also some third-party resale apps and websites that we personally use. I know for me personally, I've used SeatGeek. I think I've used StubHub a couple times, and or I just find someone on Twitter or Instagram. But
yeah.
What about you in terms of like? Like actual apps and stuff.
I usually, for resale, I usually like look on Twitter mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But like Twitter is very scammy like sometimes. So like
yeah.
It's very hard to like differentiate like what's a scam and what's not. So I either usually use Twitter for resale tickets or Ticketmaster. Sometimes people will like but like Ticketmaster resale is like pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I also use SeatGeek, and you can use my code SAMMYT for $10 off your first purchase. $20 off your first purchase.
So okay, plug.
Exactly.
Back to like buying tickets from Twitter and stuff. I mean, a lot of people are cautious when it comes to buying from other people online, but as long as they provide the right proofs and also make sure you take payments and like goods and services, that could be one. I know a lot of people like on Stan Twitter, they even say like, oh, I can like voice call you while doing the transaction.
I've done like ticket selling through like FaceTime.
Yeah.
And I've done ticket selling.
I mean, just like see the situation. I know there's like some people who shy away from Twitter at all, like for buying, but I think you just have to, I don't know.
You just have to get the right proof, and like there's ways that you can like make sure it's not a scam. And I honestly, like, I would recommend Twitter. That's my favorite option because usually it's fans selling tickets.
That's
so
true.
Like it will be like face value and not a resale price.
One tip that I go about when I'm buying resale tickets from Twitter is I look at the actual account of the person who tweeted it.
Yes.
So like I'll go for the search bar and do selling Olivia Rodrigo tickets Toronto or something, and then I'll see a person tweet, and even though the tweet might look structured and organized, I'll check their account and see when did they make the Twitter account, if they're like a fan page or if we have mutual followings.
Yeah.
Then it's like those are green flags.
Or if they're actually tweeting, or you know, there's ways that you can like find out if it's a Facebook account.
So basically, if Ticketmaster or the original ticketing site that the show you want to go to sells out, there's definitely a lot of other opportunities and ways that you can go about snagging your tickets. So
yeah. I would definitely recommend, though, signing up for pre-sales and stuff, because that's the easiest way to get tickets, the cheapest way to get tickets.
Right.
And also, like, due to demand, depending on, like, artists, like, for example, like, Taylor Swift or, like, Olivia Rodrigo,
true.
Like, the bigger artists, their tickets will sell out immediately, and they will be, it's kind of hard to get resale tickets for those, like, specific artists. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely recommend signing up for, like, pre-sales and stuff if you want to get a chance of getting a really good spot for a really good price.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely, there's like both sides, because it's like there's one where it's like hop on the pre-sales, but also if that doesn't work out, general sales don't work out, maybe like you don't have to lose hope, because you know, even an example for Olivia, like the show is completely sold out right now, but like I'm still holding on hope, like okay.
Oh, you will be there, Travis.
Oh, I will be in that building. I will be keying with Olivia. But yeah, no, even though like I didn't get tickets for general sale, I know that there's, you know,
there's opportunity.
There is opportunities. You just have
like,
to look.
Last minute tickets are a thing.
Mm-hmm. Even for big artists like Taylor Swift,
exactly.
you see the TikToks of people like she's just about to start and
people are getting tickets. Yeah. I remember when I was in New York for Taylor Swift, I didn't have tickets for one of the shows.
Yeah.
And we all stood outside. We were all trying to get tickets and people were getting tickets last minute and like running in as she was going on. Yeah. And it was like, there's so many ways that you can get like last minute tickets, box office, just keep checking Ticketmaster that day. And there's a lot of hope.
Yeah.
Like don't give up if you don't get
pre-sale. Don't give up. I will be at an Eras Tour date, too.
Yes. I don't have Eras Tour Toronto tickets either. We will be there. Trust.
Exactly. We will be there. So after you secure your tickets, the next thing is what are you going to wear? Planning outfits is something that's very important to Sammy and I. As much as we're interested in concerts, we're just as much as interested in fashion. So
looking good at the concert makes me have like even a better time.
Exactly. And it's also just like, like any other, like a birthday party or an event, like finding an outfit for a concert is like, it helps enhance the experience, you know?
Exactly.
I have something to look forward to. Like, I need to look cute for my concert day. So where do you usually shop when you're trying to shop for like a certain show? Or
Well, it depends because it depends on like the artist's vibe.
True.
But usually like Amazon for like accessories, like like jewelry, or like if I'm for Olivia Rodrigo, for instance, I'm gonna try to find a lot of fishnets. So Amazon, H&M is my go-to place because that's like you can actually it's like a store. Because for some reason I have a problem where I always like to get my outfits last minute, so I always have to go to like a store.
Ordering online is not realistic then.
Yeah, you could order online, but for me, like I know you order online a lot for concerts, but I like to do it last minute, so. I usually go to, like, H&M or, like, thrifting and then accessories from Amazon because that would come, like, in a day.
Yeah, that's true. For me, I try to do online shopping just because if I'm trying to shop for an... I have a very specific vision for an outfit. Like, I need this exact style of top. Then it's like, okay, I can't bank on the thrift store having it. So I'll try as in advance of the show as possible to go online shopping. There's a website called storedogdog.com, and it's very like streetwear type vibe, and it's very affordable. So I get a lot of my cool racer jackets and...
I'm going to need you to send me that link.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, stuff like that. But the con is that the shipping does take a while. So definitely plan ahead in advance.
If I could plan ahead in advance, I would, but I'm just so lazy.
Two types of people. One tip I do have, though, is when you're shopping for clothes in general, to shop for basics and pieces that you can multi-use. For example, I invested in a really nice racer jacket that I got at Kensington Market. And even though it is like kind of a statement piece, since it is a jacket, I can reuse it for like...
Exactly.
I can wear it with a skirt. I can wear it with jeans and stuff. And it's just like, okay, like multi-purpose.
Exactly.
So, or even just like a leather jacket or something like that.
Leather jackets are like my thing. That's true. Always wear a leather jacket. So yeah, definitely a statement piece would... Even like pants. Pants are really good like statement pieces for me. Like if I find a good pair of pants, I wear that like all the time.
Yeah.
And like I like change up the top and stuff so like it doesn't look like I'm wearing the exact same thing. But
yeah.
But like pants for me are like my biggest statement piece, I would say.
Because like one of my toxic traits is that I'll buy an outfit for a specific concert and then I'll realize, oh, this does not look practical to wear to class, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, that's not ethical.
I know, exactly. So like, for example, your jacket, you can wear it to class and like...
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to do that more as the time goes by. And also it saves money too.
Some tours and concerts, I feel like, have, like, themes and, like, styles and stuff. Like, for example, when Billie started doing her festival run, she started to wear a lot of jerseys and, like, that kind of style. All of her fans started to wear, like, jerseys. Some people made custom jerseys. A lot of my friends made, like, custom jerseys that said, like, Billie Palooza. So, like,
cool.
I would definitely, like, if the tour has started, I would look at, like, what other people are wearing. Because, like, there's different colors that people wear. Like, Olivia Rodrigo is, like, purple and red.
Yeah.
And so I would check what other people are wearing and like kind of go off of that.
Yeah, that's a good point that I almost forgot about. Definitely, if you're wondering for inspiration, like what's the vibe? I usually go on Pinterest, Twitter, or honestly, like, even TikTok. A lot of people...
Yeah, TikTok.
If you look up like Olivia Rodrigo tour, like you'll see what people are planning to wear and stuff, and you can match the vibe if you're not sure of what everyone's going to be pulling up in. So I definitely do that as well.
Okay, so you got your outfit, you got your tickets, and now... It's finally almost here. It's the pre-concert day. So there's, I feel like, a lot of, that you should do pre-concert day. I would say research the venue, see what's around, like, places to eat, places to park if you're driving, or if you're taking transit, like, where, what's the closest station to the venue, how to get there and stuff. I would definitely say, like, research before the day of. I mean, the day before.
Especially if you've never been to that venue before, it's always good to, you know, do all of that housekeeping the day before so you don't have to be scrambling the day of. Another thing that I personally do is I prepare my bag and I lay out my outfit all nice and tidy in my room. Let's talk about, like, what we put in our concert bags, because I know a lot of my friends who don't go to concerts as often, they always ask me,
they always ask.
Like, what do you have in that bag? Why is it always stuffed? Okay, what do you, give me a rundown.
I usually bring, I have, like, a specific concert side clear bag. Okay. It's not small, but it's like a good size and it's clear. Not all venues make you do clear bags, but I just have a clear bag because it's just easier to go in, because like they can just like see through the bag instead of like actually having to dig through. Mm-hmm. So I usually bring that with deodorant, perfume, portable chargers, lip balm, and all my lip products, because I am crazy about having not chapped lips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Aquaphor.
Aquaphor for sure. I usually have like some touch-up makeups in there if like if it's hot, especially, like, it will melt off, so I need like that. What about you? Mm-hmm.
Similar to you, like, obviously the essentials, deodorant, portable charger. I usually, depending on what kind of makeup I'm doing for that day, for example, if I'm putting face gems, I just like pack some extra ones in case and stuff like that. And in terms of the type of bag, I also do clear bags just because, you know, like, if you're not sure about the bag policy for that certain event or certain venue, it's like the clear bag.
It's usually always on.
Yeah. Especially because I go to a lot of concerts in America and a lot of those venues.
Yeah, America venues are way more strict than I feel like Canadian venues are. Yeah. So a lot of them are like clear bag only. So that's why I always just have a clear bag. Mm-hmm.
And I got mine from Amazon.
Me too. I also got mine.
Amazon has a lot of clear bag options.
And different colors as well. So if you like want to match your bag to your outfit, you could do that.
Wait, that's kind of a good idea. If you have like a red outfit and the handle's red.
Yeah.
Wait, that's fierce. But yeah, definitely a big tip is to check venue rules for what's allowed into the venue, even if like you want to bring a camera or something like that. Or
usually for cameras, venues will allow like film cameras and things that don't have a detachable lens. Like, mm-hmm. I'm able to bring my like mini DSLR camera, mm-hmm. just because you can't.
Like the point and shoot.
Yeah, point and shoots camera. So just check the venue rules, like Pat was saying. But
and if you're wondering how to access that kind of information, definitely check the Twitter or Instagram of the venue, like, mm-hmm. all their social medias, because that's where they usually post. And most of the time, the actual artists on the artist social media, they don't retweet those posts.
Yeah, they don't retweet it.
So definitely just check the venue social media. You can actually get a lot of information, like, about that kind of stuff, and the venue websites
as
well.
And, like, the show times and the door opening times, everything will be on there. So I would definitely say check their social media or their website sometimes also. Mm-hmm.
I definitely rely on them to clear up a lot of information.
And I know we already mentioned, like, portable chargers, but I know so many people who go to concerts that don't bring one.
No, that's actually so crazy to me, because this sounds bad, but whenever someone's, like, running around, like, does anyone have a portable charger? I'm like, you don't have a portable charger?
Yeah.
Unless they had one and it died or something like that. But I'm like, that is an essential for me. I think about bringing my portable charger over, like, my wallet.
Literally.
Or my ID.
Literally. Because if I forget my wallet, like, I have Apple Pay.
Exactly.
But, like, if I forget a portable charger, where am I charging my phone?
Exactly. So, guys, invest in a portable charger. Again, Amazon has a lot of portable chargers. Definitely, guys, get your portable chargers.
You want to be able to record all your videos and be able to, like, contact people after the show.
And not worry about... And speaking of recording videos, actually, clear storage on your phone.
Yes, the day before.
Day before, not when you're scrambling out the door trying to make it on time to the venue.
Because it's the worst when, like, your favorite artist is on stage and you're, like, scrambling to delete stuff while they're on stage because your phone ran out of storage. That's happened to me so many times and I hate it.
I know. It's, like, so bad because, like, no, like, I need to take videos, but I'm out of storage. I'll be deleting, like, everything under the sun. If you're trying to clear if you're trying to clear a lot of storage off of your phone, definitely try to hit your camera roll, specifically the videos on your camera roll, because I know I hoard a lot of videos on my camera roll on there.
For me, I invested in iCloud storage. It saves my life.
Oh, that's true.
I invested in iCloud storage because it just, like, I never run out of storage anymore because of it.
Yeah, I just, like, have my hard drive and I just back everything up after every show.
Oh, that's so smart, too.
So what are some things that you do on concert day, Sammy?
I always add my tickets to my Apple Wallet because you never know with the venues, like, if you're going to get service or not, especially because so many people are trying to get in at the same time. Service can be, like, a little bit iffy. So I definitely would recommend adding your tickets to your Apple Wallet if it's through Ticketmaster, because then you don't need service to access your ticket. Again, I, like, recheck the social medias of the venues to make sure that I'm, like, going to get there on time and I didn't miss anything.
Also, a lot of the venues day of, they release the set times of all the artists performing, like the openers. So if there's, you know, a certain opener that you want to see, or if you're running late, you'll know, like, what's going on inside the venue. One thing that I do to get myself amped on concert day is I listen to a playlist of the set list.
Ooh, me too. Yeah, that's the best.
And a lot of people might think, how can you find the set list before you go to the show? The main place that I find out the concert set list is usually from Spotify. If you literally look up the name of the artist, name of the tour,
set list, find it.
Yeah, you will find it, and it will be very accurate. A lot of the times, it's more accurate than if you do a Google search. However, there is one website, Setlist FM.
Yes, Setlist FM, and they usually post like festival sets too. So like most of the set lists are on there. So I'd say check there as well, and Twitter too. People post on Twitter.
That's true. People do post on Twitter. Twitter is honestly just
the best for concerts.
A lot of info on there. But yeah, definitely search on Spotify or Apple Music for the playlist. So I listen to that to get myself pumped. It's kind of silly that we're telling everyone to do this because Sammy and I are guilty of not doing this a lot of the times, but definitely plan a pre-show treat. Eat something.
You need something to eat, even if it's small. Like fries, just something small. You're going to need something because the show, concerts are take up a lot of energy.
I hate it because sometimes I'm just like, I'm not hungry. I get in the venue and I'm like, my tummy is doing its own show.
Literally.
Like, she's the opener.
She's literally the opener.
And also food inside the venue is really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, it is really expensive. So I try to even just like drinking water and like getting myself hydrated before I get into the venue, definitely a plus.
There's been so many shows where I forget to eat before, and then like I've been running out of the venue after being like, I need a yum immediately.
I know. Oh my gosh, but the best thing is the after concert meal.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh my gosh, I feel like we could do a whole 25 minutes just talking about our favorite after concert yums.
No, they hit different.
It does. But the worst is, especially if we're in like a general admission pit, mid-show, you're just like,
oh my God,
so
dying.
Hungry. Yeah. It's like, I'm still trying to like enjoy, but I'm like, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, a burger sounds crazy.
Yeah, literally.
A burger sounds crazy right now. But yeah, and then after that, all you have left is to enjoy the show.
Right, just have fun, party it up.
Yes, like even just going through that whole process, I got kind of exhausted, and then I realized how much effort it is to get to that concert day, but it's worth it.
It's so worth it. You finally made it to the moment that you've been waiting for.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's so worth it.
It is worth it. It's worth all the planning. It's worth the outfit. It's worth everything. So
all the money that goes into it, worth it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just got shivers when you said money. But no, oh my gosh, the girl math though is that by the time you get to concert day, if you bought your tickets like 3 months before, it's free.
Exactly. That's so genius.
Exactly. No, literally all the concert expenses, like if I travel for a concert and then it's like concert day and the only thing I buy that day is like a water and a little treat, I'm like, oh, I only spent $10 today, even though I'm sitting in like a $400 seat. Like, it's just the girl math of it.
Yeah,
but
no, you're right.
Hopefully you learned a thing or two from this episode, whether you are an active concert goer like Sammy and I, or if you've never been to a concert before, we hope that you had some takeaway and some inspiration for your next concert.
So that's all the tips we have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
And until next time, I'm Pat.
I'm Sammy.
And this has been
Let's Talk Tour.